Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into I Thought It Was Just Me, But It Isn't, by Brené Brown. This insightful book unpacks the complex emotion of shame, exploring its causes and consequences, and offers significant ways to foster healing through empathy and connection. Brené Brown, a highly regarded social worker and researcher, has spent extensive time interviewing people to unearth the depths of shame. Beyond her roles as a distinguished speaker, known for her engaging TED Talks, and as an author of several influential books, Brown brings a rich perspective to understanding this often misunderstood emotion. I Thought It Was Just Me, But It Isn't, is particularly suited for individuals who often feel shame or inexplicable anger, and for those looking to enhance their empathy towards themselves and others. Whether you are aiming to handle your own emotions more skillfully or trying to support others better, this book provides valuable insights and practical approaches to make meaningful changes. Join us as we explore the transformative ideas Brené Brown presents and consider how understanding the dynamics of shame can lead to a more compassionate and connected life. I Thought It Was Just Me, But It Isn't. Making the journey from What Will People Think to I Am Enough. Introduction. Understanding the complexities of shame and how to combat it. Have you ever felt that sinking feeling? The kind that gnaws at you when you recall a moment you're not particularly proud of? Maybe it was a text to a crush that didn't go as planned, or a mistake at work that had everyone's eyes on you. That unpleasant cocktail of emotions swirling inside you? That's shame. It's a daunting mix of embarrassment, pain, and the isolating thought that somehow your error defines you as flawed or inadequate. Shame is an inherently human experience, one that tags along with the realization that we're not perfect. But here's a comforting truth: no one is. By accepting our flaws and understanding that everyone else has their own, we start to see shame not as a personal failure, but as a universal experience, something that binds us rather than isolating us. In this exploration of shame, we delve into the triggers that ignite feelings of shame, the role of empathy as a potent remedy to these intense emotions, and the reasons why striving for perfection is a futile endeavor that only fuels our shame further. By addressing these aspects, we'll uncover ways to not only understand shame better, but also to alleviate its impact, allowing us to lead more fulfilling and less self-critical lives. Part 1: Exploring the Painful Emotion of Shame and Its Social Roots. Shame is a topic most of us would rather avoid. It's complex, deeply personal, and often painful. Yet understanding this powerful emotion is crucial, because it involves feelings of unworthiness and rejection that can profoundly impact our lives. At its essence, shame manifests as a profound sense of being inadequate. It's an emotion that lurks in the shadows of our psyches, emerging often when we feel exposed or vulnerable, when the parts of ourselves we most wish to conceal are suddenly thrust into the light. Shame mainly arises in moments of need, when the expectation of empathy meets the harsh wall of rejection. Through extensive interviews with numerous individuals, the author has pinpointed this emotion's core. Shame is the intense distress we feel when we believe that we don't measure up in the eyes of those whose acceptance we crave. It signals a fear of disconnection, the worry that our flaws might exile us from our social circles or communities. For example, consider the painful experiences shared by study participants. One woman recounted how her mother's critical comments about her weight during visits implanted deep feelings of shame, making her feel perpetually unacceptable. Another person described the devastating loneliness of losing her mother to suicide and facing her schoolmates' judgment, which marked her as different and unwanted. These stories highlight a common thread: shame thrives in the absence of empathy. It's not merely the rejection itself that deepens the wound of shame, but also the lack of understanding and compassion from others when we are most vulnerable. Next, we'll delve deeper into how empathy can not only counteract the sting of shame, but can also foster a sense of shared humanity and connection, helping us to heal from our most painful experiences. Part 2, empathy, the potent antidote to the sting of shame. Imagine the relief of an effective antidote after a poisonous snake bite. Similarly potent is the antidote to shame, empathy. It's a vital remedy that can alleviate the aching vulnerability we feel under the weight of shame. The universal nature of shame means that everyone, at some point, struggles with it. Crucial to managing its impact is understanding how to navigate through these emotions effectively. According to insights gathered from numerous interviews, empathy stands out as the key element that helps individuals recover and move beyond the grip of shame. But empathy isn't just about receiving it, it's equally about giving it. Empathy begins when someone shares their troubling experience and hears in response, "I understand what you're going through." This powerful connection occurs when someone else acknowledges your feelings without judgment, helping to dissolve the isolation shame often brings. It's about feeling seen and recognized in your moment of vulnerability, which fosters a deep sense of acceptance and belonging. Engaging in empathy requires seeing the world through another person's eyes, without casting judgment, an act of being fully present and attentive to their experience. For instance, consider the author's personal anecdote, where she faced a minor but embarrassing blunder. Overwhelmed with tasks, she forgot to bring cookies to a party at her daughter's school and fibbed about bringing a dessert, claiming another parent's contribution as her own. Later, when she recounted the incident to her friend, she received a genuinely empathetic response. Her friend didn't chastise her, but understood the pressure she was under and acknowledged her intentions to not disappoint. This story illustrates just how transformative empathy can be. Not as a passive response, but as a dynamic interaction that shifts our perspective, assuring us that we're not alone in our imperfections. Now that we understand how empathy serves as a powerful shield against the effects of shame, let's delve deeper into recognizing the signs of when you are actually experiencing shame and how to consciously counteract it. Part 3. Navigating through shame by recognizing and understanding its origins. Just like ignoring a creeping sickness can worsen your physical health, neglecting the signs of emotional discomfort, such as shame, can impair your mental well-being. The first step towards healing from shame is recognizing its presence and understanding its triggers. The ability to identify and articulate the experience of shame is crucial for effective management, as discovered through comprehensive research. Symptoms of shame are diverse. Some individuals may experience physical reactions like a dry mouth or shaking. Others might feel an overwhelming urge to hide away, unable to face the world. Acknowledging these signs is the gateway to overcoming shame. But recognition alone isn't enough. You also need to comprehend what triggers these feelings. Triggers of shame are deeply personal and often root back to negative experiences or messages internalized in early life. For instance, take Sylvia's story shared in the research. When she made a mistake at work, her error was publicly highlighted on a loser list, a humiliating experience that especially stung due to her upbringing. Sylvia grew up with a fiercely competitive father who instilled the belief that being seen as a loser was the ultimate failure. This background made her particularly vulnerable to shame in situations that might seem manageable to others. Understanding the specific circumstances that trigger your shame is empowering. It allows you to step back during moments of distress and manage your reactions more constructively. This proactive approach not only helps in processing the emotion, but also paves the way for recovery, enabling you to emerge from the experience with a renewed perspective and possibly a positive transformation. By recognizing the signs of shame and clarifying its origins, you're better equipped to face and process this challenging emotion, ultimately leading to emotional resilience and a healthier mental state. Part 4. Broadening our perspective on shame through critical awareness. Imagine presenting to an uninterested audience a scenario many would find intensely uncomfortable. However, rather than succumbing to shame or panic, the author turned the situation around with a dose of humor about the audience's anticipation of Pizza Post presentation. This action wasn't just quick thinking. It was an example of critical awareness in real time. Critical awareness involves understanding the deeper context of our experiences, the whys and hows that shape reactions and feelings. It's particularly essential in managing shame because it allows us to step back and see the broader picture rather than getting trapped in our immediate emotional responses. For instance, societal pressures and norms heavily influence our self-perception. Take common insecurities like body image concerns, frizzy hair, freckles, or feeling discontent with one's body shape. While it might feel like a deeply personal issue, it's actually a nearly universal struggle, tied to societal expectations and widespread media portrayals of beauty. Critical awareness equips us to recognize that our personal feelings of inadequacy are often reflections of broader social messages. By understanding this, we can start to see how external forces, such as media and advertising, exploit our insecurities for profit. Magazines, television shows, and ads often perpetuate ideals of beauty that are not only unrealistic, but are designed to stir dissatisfaction, compelling us to invest in products and services that promise to help us meet these unattainable standards. The insidious impact of this manipulation is significant, contributing to serious issues like eating disorders, which affect millions. However, recognizing that these pressures are manufactured and widespread can diminish the sting of shame. It helps us realize that we are not isolated in our feelings. Many others are grappling with the same insecurities. By developing a critical awareness, we empower ourselves to decompose these external influences and reclaim our self-esteem. It's about stepping back, understanding the mechanics behind our feelings of shame, and recognizing the collective experiences that connect us all. This knowledge not only assuages personal shame, but also fosters a community understanding, highlighting shared struggles and collective pathways to overcoming them. Part 5. The healing power of connection. In overcoming shame, isolation often seems like the safest refuge when we're engulfed in shame. Yet, paradoxically, the path to healing often involves opening up and connecting with others, not retreating further into solitude. The antithesis of shame isn't pride or success, it's self-esteem. While many believe achieving great career milestones or dressing impeccably can fortify self-esteem, our deepest sense of self-worth is most significantly shaped by our relationships. Research by psychologists Jean Baker Miller and Irene Stiver in 1997 underlines this, suggesting that our connections with others are foundational to feeling validated and valued. This insight is particularly vital when dealing with shame. Supportive relationships and networks provide platforms for sharing experiences, lessening the burden of shame by diluting the feeling of being alone in our struggles. Seeing that others face similar challenges transforms shame from an isolating experience into a shared human condition, changing how we perceive ourselves and others. Moreover, our efforts to connect can be healing, not just for us, but also for those we reach out to. Interpersonal support can transform painful experiences into opportunities for growth. For example, consider the story shared by a research participant about her parents' complex marital histories, which often became a source of ridicule. By sharing her story with others who face similar judgment, she not only finds acceptance, but also offers support, reinforcing the idea that no family is without its quirks or embarrassments. Indeed, the notion of a perfect family is a myth perpetuated by societal expectations. Once we recognize that every family has its idiosyncrasies and that these are universally normal, we can begin to dismantle the stigma and shame often associated with less conventional family dynamics. Embracing our own stories and sharing them openly can be a powerful antidote to shame, reinforcing the importance of connection and mutual understanding in the journey toward emotional resilience and self-acceptance. Part 6. The damaging effects of the perfection myth on self-acceptance and caregiving. The allure of perfection as depicted in media is powerful, yet profoundly misleading. Consider the iconic 1980s film Flashdance, where Jennifer Beals' character Alex performs a flawless dance routine. The scene is a spectacle of perfect athleticism and artistry, but behind the scenes, it involved a mix of several performers, including a ballet expert, a gymnast, and even a male breakdancer. This behind-the-scenes reality illustrates how media often constructs the illusion of perfection by piecing together impossible standards that no single person could achieve. This glorification of perfection is more than just a cinematic technique. It's a pervasive cultural narrative that can provoke deep feelings of inadequacy and shame. We're shown these paragons of perfection and feel pressured not only to admire them but to emulate them, an expectation that is both unrealistic and unhealthy. The quest for perfection impacts more than our self-esteem. It severely affects our ability to perform roles that inherently require acceptance of human imperfections, such as caregiving. When caring for someone, especially in cases like an elderly parent with declining health, the reality is often messy, emotionally taxing, and riddled with challenges. If we hold ourselves to a standard of perfection in these roles, we set ourselves up for frustration and disappointment. For example, take the personal account of a caregiver named Chelsea, shared by the author. After diligently caring for her mother for 2 years, Chelsea had to make the difficult decision to place her in a nursing home. Despite her extensive efforts, she struggled with intense guilt and shame, feelings fueled by the unreachable standards of perfection she imposed on herself. This narrative underlines why it's crucial to reject the myth of perfection and embrace the concept of vulnerability instead. Acknowledging and accepting our limitations can liberate us from the shackles of shame and allow us to approach caregiving, as well as various aspects of our lives, with more compassion and understanding. By dismantling these unrealistic expectations, we not only foster personal healing, but also enhance our capacity to care genuinely and effectively for others. Part 7. Understanding the destructive interplay between anger and shame. Anger often serves as a shield to cover deeper feelings of hurt, shame, or embarrassment. It's not uncommon to lash out in anger as a means to avoid confronting more vulnerable emotions. Psychologists June Tangney and Rhonda Deering have explored this dynamic, noting that individuals may use anger as a defense mechanism to protect themselves from the discomfort of shame. By projecting shame outward and blaming others, a person can feel a temporary sense of control and righteousness. Essentially, this reaction is an attempt to reclaim power over an emotion that makes one feel powerless. However, using anger to mask shame is counterproductive. The interviews conducted for the author's research revealed a consistent pattern. While angry outbursts might provide immediate relief from shame's intensity, they often lead to regret. These outbursts can damage relationships, as others may be confused or hurt by the anger, not understanding the underlying shame that drives it. This misunderstanding can lead to further isolation of the person experiencing shame, deepening their emotional distress. Moreover, the cycle of anger and shame can weaken connections with others, reinforcing the feelings of shame as relationships deteriorate. It's important to recognize that while anger is a normal and healthy emotion, it's not healthy when it serves as a facade for hiding other feelings. The healthier approach is to stay present with the feelings of shame when they arise. Describing these feelings and reaching out to others can be profoundly healing. By confronting shame directly and sharing these experiences, it's possible to foster understanding and support from those around us. As we move forward, remember that the journey to handling shame involves embracing vulnerability, engaging with others, and allowing empathy to bridge the gaps created by our fears and insecurities. This understanding not only helps in personal growth, but also strengthens our connections, providing the support needed to navigate through challenging emotions. Final summary. Shame is an emotion that everyone encounters, and it's inevitable that we will face it again in the future. Instead of dodging this truth, embracing and understanding shame is crucial. Recognizing that shame is a common human experience allows us to approach it more constructively. By acknowledging our feelings of shame, connecting with others who share these experiences, and discussing them openly, we can navigate through these challenges more effectively. This journey through understanding shame teaches us the importance of empathy, vulnerability, and connection. These tools not only help in alleviating the pain associated with shame, but also strengthen our self-worth and enrich our relationships. Ultimately, the message is clear. Shame does not have to be a solitary or destructive experience. Through communal support and personal insight, we can transform our encounters with shame into opportunities for growth and deeper connection with those around us. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.